The enjoyment of a summer shower or winter storm can carry an element of warning as well as an ambiance of coziness and wonderment. Each of us have a lifestyle that seems to place us behind the driver's seat, shuttling kids, getting to work on time, and meeting our previously scheduled commitments with one another. The presence of water can require that we exercise a greater level of awareness to guarantee our safe passage. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Having grown up back east, snowstorms, heavy rains, and tornadoes were normal circumstances that were created by seasonal delivery of water into our neighborhoods. I can remember nighttime developing during mid-afternoons as tornado clouds formed from low-hanging clouds. As we drove, we always kept an eye out for funnel clouds and always tried to minimize the need to be on the road during a tornado warning or alert. During winter and spring months, icy or wet roads and fog were a reminder that we need to slow down our lives and create a lot more space between our car and those cars in front of us. Shaving off a minute from our commute to work or chores is not worth the added driver risk. Also, preparation for the possibility of getting stuck on the side of the road improves our comfort if we encounter misfortune during our travels. It wasn't until I moved to Denver, Colorado, that I experienced water's consequences when it arrives fast and hard. I'm talking about flash floods. Our city engineers have designed urban and suburban stormwater sewer systems to handle light to heavy rainstorms, the largest being the size storm that may happen once every 100 years. But sometimes Mother Nature can pack a wallop. More raindrops in an hour than you usually receive in a month. Within 10 or 15 minutes, grassy front yards turn into a water park of floating cars, rushing brooks, sometimes even water flowing over top of existing bridges, and basements that fill with water. Rural areas find temporary, impassable low spots in the road. It takes a little patience and some preparation to allow us to observe these circumstances as excitement rather than a nuisance or an unsafe journey. If this happens to you, it's better to change your schedule and just stay put until the excitement is over. No sooner these circumstances develop, they will disappear. Life back to normal once again. One winter afternoon, traveling home from a ski resort became a bit more challenging when my windshield wipers stopped working in the middle of an icy Sierra winter snowstorm. Driving in the very wet and cold temperatures while sticking my head out of the side window in order to see was the only way to escape the storm. I tell you, it wasn't the most comfortable mode of transportation. Slowing down, putting on all my clothes, and eating all the chocolate in the car made this trip tolerable and successful. I really wouldn't wish this on any of you. When foul weather brings chaos knocking at your door, remember, adjust your schedule and stay home. If you have to travel, be safe and enjoy the challenges brought on by water's many personalities. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.